Welcome, everybody, to the Puckcast. We are a podcast all about the NHL hockey with a focus on the new Utah NHL team. I am Bryn, here with James and Gary. This is our first official episode, and I'm so excited.
What up, everybody? This is exciting.
It's very exciting. Quick little intro about us. So the three of us live in Salt Lake City, Utah. We do have another podcast that the three of us do together. It is Utah football focused, so college football. It's called Utah Football Fans. If you want to look us up, we'd love to have you follow us on there as well. But we are massive hockey fans, been like lifelong hockey fans. The NHL coming to Utah is a dream come true for us. And so with that news all happening last week, we said, we got to start another podcast because we want to talk about the NHL. And as we're recording this, it's the overtime game of Florida and Tampa Bay. And Florida just scored.
Yeah!
And
won. What a goal too, dude.
Wow.
I'm not sure who it was.
What timing? That was so perfect.
Vasilevskiy, what happened?
Okay.
Oh, Gary's already talking.
He's already in it. If you don't know Gary, you're getting a crash course real quick.
Oh, what a game, man.
What a game.
That is a good game. Dang.
First OT of the playoffs. It just ended during our very first podcast. So
yeah,
we
timed that.
Did you see Bobrovsky freaking save with his arm?
Oh, yeah.
The save the
style. That was beautiful.
Okay, go continue.
Go.
All right, continuing. Well, now I got to watch the replay. Anyways, continuing our introduction. I mean, what else more do you want to say? Like I said, we are lifelong hockey fans, and the NHL coming to Salt Lake is something that I never actually thought was going to happen ever. And the fact that it's now happening and it's happened so quickly, we're jumping on it and we are more than excited. We want to get on here, talk hockey with all of you. And so here we are. So follow along. Make sure you are subscribed. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram. Give us a comment. Let us know you're here. Let us know who you're cheering for in the playoffs. That's the other thing is it's Stanley Cup playoff time, which is the best time of the year.
So we're going to talk
all about it. I don't know. Anything else you want to say just to intro yourselves?
No, that was good. Let's just get down to it. First things first. Yeah, we're excited to have an NHL team in Salt Lake City. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, we haven't had the NHL, but we've had a lot of professional hockey teams here over the years. I mean, I'm older than you two by far. So I was here in the early days with the Salt Lake Golden Eagles when they were wearing the yellow and green, and the chicken wire didn't have glass, they had chicken wire when I was a little kid. In the Salt
Rock
Palace,
as a puck and
they became the affiliate, huh?
They used a rock as a puck, and
yeah,
the weighed 7 pounds.
You have a mask. I've seen, you know, stuff like that. And then once, can't remember the year exactly, and then they became affiliated with the Calgary Flames, and that's when they changed from the yellow and green to the red to match Calgary, and then they became the Utah Grizzlies, and all that stuff over the years. So. And that I think they were affiliated with the Islanders at one time.
Yeah,
Butch Goring was the coach, and on and on. Anyway, Salt Lake City and Utah love hockey, but I'm with you, Bryn. I don't think we ever saw this day coming. At least not this quick. We knew there were some rumblings, but things fell into place, and we got it. What can I say? I'm excited as can be. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the biggest shock of this whole thing is that it's happening this fast. And I know Ryan Smith has been talking a lot about the timeline and everything of how it's happened over the last month. But the fact that we will have this team in the fall, we're starting in like a few months. Mm-hmm. That's to me the craziest part about it. Like, there's not a lot of time to adjust here. We are jumping right in. We will have this team starting in October, hit the ground running. And as I'm watching all the Stanley Cup playoffs, I'm just thinking to myself, like, I get to watch these guys next year. when they're coming to Utah. Like, that's the part that just blows my mind. We're going to have the Connor McDavids here in Salt Lake. We're going to have Ovechkin, unless he retires. We're going to have Bobrovsky. Like, these guys that I've watched for years, I'm going to get to see come to Salt Lake City. And that, again, dream come true.
Absolutely. I mean, we make our pilgrimages from time to time to Vegas to watch games.
Yeah, we have a whole weekend out of it where you look at it and you go, oh, you know, yeah, McDavid or whoever is playing, we'll make the 5.5 hour drive from Salt Lake City down and, you know, make a little trip of it. Now it's coming here and I'm with you. It's kind of surreal. It hasn't really sunk in yet just because it did happen so quickly. I think they talked in the press conference that the real true conversations started early March. So to go from early March to having the team here before May is just, it's wild, right? And there's a lot of things that have to go into it still. I mean, like, things that we don't even like really think about, like, okay, they're gonna play the Delta Center. Great. But you think about the team having to move here, their families moving here, who, you know, practice facilities and training facilities and all these things that have to go into it that have to be ready by October. And then if you think of the preseason, before that, it's crazy. It's great. I can't wait. I literally got kind of emotional. It was weird during the press conference. I'm not kidding. I'm not an emotional guy, but I'm sitting there listening to this going, this has been a dream of mine since, I mean, I grew up here playing hockey, and it's been like watching the progression of the sport has been exciting. Cause when I was growing up, there was like one travel team. That was it. And then it became two, and now there's several, and now there's going to be an NHL team here. So to have the NHL team here and to see the growth of the sport and what's going to happen in the state is going to be incredible. It's awesome. Very excited. We're going to be very focused on the NHL team here, but we've been hockey fans for all our lives. We've got very strong opinions on players, on teams, teams that I love, teams that I hate, and we're going to talk about all of it. And I can't wait. It's going to be great. So thanks for joining us, everybody.
You will get to know our allegiances pretty quickly. I don't think that's going to...
Some nicknames you'll probably pick up on too here or there.
Nicknames. Gary's the king of nicknames. I guess just jumping in really quick with the new Utah team, and everyone who's watching this probably already knows this, and so we're not going to dive too deeply into it, but, you know, we are inheriting basically the Coyotes team. So the players, bunch of the coaching staff, all of that. We're recording this Tuesday night, and the team actually is coming to Salt Lake tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning. And then they're having the big fan event on Wednesday afternoon, evening down at the Delta Center, where they're just inviting anyone to come down. Everybody. They've got games and giveaways and food and like street hockey and all of these different things. And then you actually go into the Delta Center and you'll be able to hear from the players and the coaching staff and the owners and all of that. Again, the fact that this is happening, what, it's been like a week since we got the news, and they're already having this massive event, and there's going to be tons of people. I just know there is.
I hope so. I really hope so. It's tough because it's a Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah.
So that plays a factor. I mean, a lot of people work, but if you can go, please go, because forever it's been Utah's not a hockey, you know, hockey's not going to work in Utah. It's not a big enough market. Well, I think we've already kind of shown with the number of season tickets that were sold in the first 24 hours, right? The deposits that went down, but let's show up. I think there'll be thousands and thousands of people that show up. I mean, I'm going to be there, right? I know Gary's planning on going. Let's go. Let's welcome the team and make them be excited to play in an arena, you know, bigger than 4,500 people. Quick shot.
Yeah. Well, I feel bad for the fans in Arizona.
I do too.
Can you imagine if that was you?
No.
So I have no animus toward the fans. I actually feel for the fans of the hockey team. It would be bad. So no, I'm, you know, no shot. But it is what it is. I'm excited. I mean, we're excited. It may be their loss and it is hard, but for us, hey, it's great. We're excited. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think we'll definitely take some time in future episodes to really dive into the team and the players and the coaching staff, because I will be honest that I don't even know that much about the Coyotes team just because they haven't really been that competitive. Well,
part of the problem is, so I have center ice. Now, maybe others have had this problem, but Coyote games were blacked out in our area.
That's so weird.
I couldn't ever watch them play, or very rarely. I don't know if that was because, you know, Vegas had some agreement because they were on Channel 16 here when they weren't on center ice or whatever. They were on both. But when I would try to watch a Coyote game, blacked out in this area and could never find an alternate channel. So that's part of the problem.
That is a problem. So what I'm saying is we will do that. We will do that probably throughout the summer as they get ready to play. So make sure you are following along, because I want to get to know them before the season starts as well. This episode really is, we just want to get on here and say how excited we are. And again, the info is changing every day. Mm-hmm. Like, what's happening? I think the biggest stories right now are obviously the name and the logo, and we're not going to go into all the different options. Apparently, there's going to be a lot of fan input, which...
Did you see Ryan Smith on Pat McAfee?
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. That's
what he said there.
Right. And I've listened
to brackets or something.
I've listened to him on a few different podcasts, and I love the idea of getting the fans involved. I'm hesitant with the idea of it being like a social media type poll, because social media is just not reality.
And you get fan bases outside of Utah that are participating and tanking it and changing it. I'm with you. It does make me a little nervous.
I love the
idea.
Just ask us.
We'll give it to you.
Come to us and we'll give you the name. I mean, consult
with us. It'll be cool.
Easy. Yeah.
Colors. We'll give you the colors in the name. No sweat.
And then I think the other really major discussion and piece of news that has come out is the fact that they are going to renovate the Delta Center, which that was like my number one concern when this news all finally got announced that the NHL was coming to Utah. Is I thought, well, are they going to play in the Delta Center? Because the Delta Center is not a great hockey arena.
No, it's terrible.
We've watched hockey games there before, and it's awful, but they've already got a plan to move forward with it and how they're going to do it. I mean,
and they're going to update the area around the Delta Center too.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really superior and nice when it's all said and done.
Yeah. I mean, the Delta Center,
I'm excited about that too.
It's built for basketball because they haven't had hockey there in 20 plus years. And so it is a basketball arena. And so you bring hockey in, you have to push seats back and move things. And there are some sight angles and things that aren't great, right? It's funny. Every off season, there was one preseason game that would come here. It fills up. It's wonderful. You get to go see a bunch of guys, but yeah, the angles aren't great. They're going to renovate it. They're going to change it. And then, yeah, Gary, that's the other really exciting part is the area surrounding the Delta Center. They're going to revive it. They're going to bring restaurants and bars and all sorts of stuff to make it a more appealing environment. And that's going to be awesome.
And help revitalize downtown.
Yes. And it needs
all part of it, which it will.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So all
it's
good.
It's exciting. And again, like we're saying, I mean, I feel like news just keeps coming out every day, and who knows the news that might come out tomorrow during the fan event. And we will continue to cover it. Make sure you're following along, subscribed, and we'll keep up with it all. But right now, I mean, we're in Stanley Cup playoff time.
Welcome, Utah Hockey Club.
Well, for right now.
Wonderful. Great fan.
You know what? I have no problem if they kept the hockey club for a year. Let's do it. I'm good with it. Get the name right. Let's go.
Yeah.
I would like to have some colors, though. I mean,
I know.
That's the thing is, how can you? To me, that's one of the problems. If because the low the the logo kind of says what the colors are going to be.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. So,
well,
obviously,
I feel
we
like
can't have the colors without knowing what the logo is. So that's kind of a problem. But hey, whatever. I'm with you though. Let's do it right. Don't rush into it.
Yep.
It'll work.
I mean, I feel like Ryan Smith though hinted at the purples and the blues that.
When did he do that?
I listened to a podcast today where he was talking about it.
Purples and blues.
Well, to go along with the jazz type theme.
Here's the thing. Like, for instance,
I'm not a fan of purples and blues.
The news is constantly changing. Things are. Yeah. If you think you know something, you really don't. That's the thing that I've learned here. You're talking to people and this is what's happening. 24 hours later, it's completely different. So if you think you know something, you don't know anything. And let's just be excited that it's here.
True. All right. Well, let's dive into playoffs, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Let's go.
It is playoff time. Game twos right now. We just had that OT win by Florida. I don't know.
They're 2-0 now.
That was big.
Capitals got beat by the Rangers, and they're just that.
They're done.
What is that?
You see the hit on Oshie, by the way, by Panarin.
No. Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Personally, he didn't get a penalty for it. And that really,
it's a major.
He should have at least gotten a penalty. He made direct contact with Oshie's head.
He launched himself into his head. It wasn't Panarin. If it would have been Wilson on the other side has 5 games.
Yeah, but Wilson's got a history of it too. If it had been any player that's not a goal scorer like Panarin, he's at least in the penalty box. I think he should have at least gotten a penalty. I'm really surprised he didn't get one. You know.
So here's what I want to do.
All right.
I'm going to say the series and you tell me who you think's going to take that series, because here's the problem, you know, we
want a number of games in number of games too.
Oh, sure.
Because fortune teller Gary over here.
Everything changes so quickly. We're recording this Tuesday night, and by the time some of you watch this, there will be games that have been played. So let's just go through them and you tell me who you think is going to take the series, and you can say in how many games.
Okay.
Dallas and Vegas.
Yo, you're starting off with that one?
Well, I'm just doing the bracket, like, from left to right.
Vegas is going to win it.
If you would have asked me this before they played, because I figured, you know, Stone will come back. He won't do anything because he hasn't been playing. And just all the injuries. And I had Dallas, but I've changed. Watching Vegas play, it's like, dang, Vegas.
I told you both
Vegas is back to what they are. And if they do, I think it's 7, though. I think it goes in 7. Yeah,
exactly the same. I'm with you, Gary. Exactly. I thought Dallas would get them in 6. I watched that game last night and I went, whew. And Stone, what an absolute beauty that guy is. He hasn't played in forever. Comes out, stick knob is like this big, goes out, scores 1:05 in or whatever it was. Yeah, I'm on the Vegas bandwagon here.
He's not even like that. He's not flashy
at all.
He just scores, dude. Gets it done. I love him.
I love him. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Vegas bandwagon, you two. You jumped off for a minute.
No.
I'm saying Vegas in 6.
Vegas was a wild card team that didn't struggle, but
they were garbage.
They weren't looking good. And then all of a sudden, the last night, I'm watching them going, this is the Vegas of last year.
I stuck with them the whole time. Okay.
All right, I'm taking Vegas.
Okay. Avalanche.
What are you? Oh, yeah. You said
I just said Vegas in 6.
Cut.
Listen.
Crop that out.
The Avalanche and the Jets.
Jets in 6. Jets just scored. Boom.
Is it 2-2?
2-1 now. Shifley just buried one.
It's a second, I think.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm going Jets in 6 as well. Jets in 6. No. Back off. Back. I'm going Jets in 7.
Okay.
I'm taking the Jets, though.
Jets
are
good. I mean, you know, I am. What about you, Bryn?
You both said Jets. I really want to say Jets.
Then say it.
I'll say Jets. I think in 7, too. I think this one's going the distance.
I hope. I pray it goes 7. This series is so much fun.
Yeah. All right, Nashville and Canucks.
Well, this is a tough one for me, and I'll tell you why. Demko's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even playing tonight. And he is, like, questionable, as far as I understand it, as of right this second, as to this whole series. So if Demko doesn't play, and isn't it Casey? Is it Casey DeSmith? Is the backup? Smith.
Uh-huh. He's Smith. Playing.
I tell you what, I give maybe a little edge to Nashville.
Nashville is winning right now, 1-0. It's the first intermission.
But the only way they'll win it is if they go the distance. But if Demko can't play, I think Nashville can do pull the upset. If he's back and healthy, they're not. Nashville doesn't have enough. They have a couple of good lines, but they don't have the whole the four lines rolling. So, but that's a big loss. He's the guy.
Well, he's great. My thing is Nashville had some patches during the season where they were outstanding. They were so good, even just to get in the playoffs. So I think they're rolling. And then, yeah, you add that injury on top of that. Was a pretty good game the other night too. I'm leaning Nashville as well. I'll take the Canucks. I'll stick with the Canucks. Just that we're not the exact same all the way through. But you're right.
Originally,
it could be a massive loss. If he's out for the rest of the series, and we don't know what the injury is, all we know is that he just
knee. Out. It's a knee, but knee. Same knee that he injured, but it's not the same injury, I think, is what I heard Tockett say.
Okay.
I'll take Nashville. I've always liked Nashville. I always find myself cheering for them in playoffs. So,
Roman Josi.
It's Roman Josi for me. I mean,
okay. Now we get
absolute
it.
Absolute beauty, that man.
Josi. Bryn has a crush on Josi, everybody.
Who doesn't?
Well, yeah.
Have you seen the man?
Go. I mean, I go where my eyes take me. Okay. LA and me Edmonton. Too.
Huh?
LA and Edmonton. I already know what you're both going to say.
I'm going the Oilers, baby. I'm on the Oilers bandwagon. Okay, here's my heart. I want the Oilers. I want them to win it all. But I'm not going to go that far, but they're going to beat the Kings. I think it's going to be in six. The Kings, look, they're the most boring freaking team in the whole NHL. When you watch them, it's like watching people run in mud the way they play. It is so ugly. Come on. Everyone that watches hockey has got to agree with me.
Okay.
Right? Edmonton in six.
Oilers in five.
Five assists. Five. McDavid, dude. Some of those moves.
McDavid was flying last night. Hey, it was.
I could have scored a goal.
Well.
I could have sat there at the side of the net and some of those moves and passes. Maybe I could have garbaged one in. The way that guy was moving, unbelievable.
Yeah.
You said Edmonton in six?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Edmonton in five.
Yeah.
I really
want to see him do. I want to see McDavid go far. I would love to see that. All right, now we'll go to the other side. Florida and Tampa Bay again. Florida just won in the OT game. That game was fantastic. Game number two.
Great game. Two incredible goalies. Probably the series with the best goaltending matchup, in my opinion. Those two. Florida in six. Panthers in six.
Oh boy. I'm picking Florida, particularly now. They won two games, so right. I can't see them choking it away. I can still see it going seven. Look, I like Paul Maurice. I like Florida. Tkachuk kind of gets on my nerves sometimes, but he hasn't really bugged me too much yet.
yet.
But I'm leaning toward Florida.
I'm saying Florida in seven. I think this one's going seven. Especially after the game tonight, if they both keep playing like that, it's going seven.
Fun hockey.
It's fun. Man, both teams, so much talent on the ice. It's great series. Love that series.
All right, Boston, Toronto.
That's an easy one for me. I'm taking Boston. Again, I think it goes all, I think it goes the distance, but they have the home ice. Look, I'm not a Leafs guy.
Yeah, you hate the Leafs, so you're not going to say the Leafs.
I am not choosing the Leafs. It's I love it when the Leafs lose. So and I know I might be an outlier, but you know what?
No.
Well, what I'm going to say is Matthews, he doesn't do it for me. I'm sorry. Marner.
Well, I'm going to choose the Leafs on this one.
Oh, Bryn, come on.
I think I'd rather see Boston, but I think the Leafs are going to do it. And I'll say in six.
Boston let them off the hook last night. That was bad. They needed to win that game. Giving up home ice like that, that can't happen. Especially after the first game where you blow them out. It was a much better game. Toronto looked a lot better, but I'm taking Boston in seven. Boston in seven.
Seven.
Yeah, I think goaltending is the difference in that series.
Well, this one's probably the easiest one in the entire bracket, but the Rangers and the Capitals. Ugh, gall.
There's a sweep coming.
Yeah. If the Capitals win one, it'll be mission accomplished for them.
Yeah, I haven't said that long. If they make five, if it goes in five, it's a miracle. It's success.
Yeah,
they just outmatched.
Yeah, they just don't have it.
So disappointing.
It is disappointing.
I like the Capitals. The Rangers are looking good though, which I hate to say it, but they are.
Shesterkin, guy's good.
All right,
unbelievable.
Carolina and the other New York team, Islanders.
Islanders, man. They up 3-0.
Choke around.
Choke.
That was insanity last night, that game. In what, 8 seconds? What was it? Two goals in 9 seconds? In 9 seconds?
Like that. I ain't going to take the lead.
You blinked, and all of a sudden, we're losing?
I thought Waugh was going to lose. I mean, I give him credit for being so calm over there. I thought he had
explode.
Blow a gasket, but
okay. So who are you taking in that series then?
Carolina well, in six.
Yeah, that's probably about right. Because the Islanders are right. They should have won that game. They had won it. Then I don't know. I've always figured that Carolina was going to take it in six. Mm-hmm. But as I'm watching that game, going, dang, this is going to be 1-1. This could go for a while. Maybe there's an upset on the horizon. But now that they're down two, now I'm going with Carolina. They're just too good.
We'll say Carolina Islanders in five.
Huh?
I said Carolina in five.
How do you cheer against Rod the Bod behind the bench there? Just
Clayface?
Clayface. There's the first one.
There's the first nickname. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, anybody, come on, hockey people. When you see Rod Brind'Amour, I mean, if you look at his face, and it's actually kind of a compliment because
tough dude, man,
tough guy. And look at his face. It got rearranged a few times from his playing days.
Yeah.
And so lovingly, we call him Clayface.
He's been around for so long. Lovingly. It's all with affection.
It's all with love. It is. Well, if you have a nickname, it says something.
Yeah. If you get a nickname,
it's true. It does say a lot.
Compliment. Even though if it's derogatory, you should take it as a compliment.
It's even better. Well, let us know in the comments who you think. What are your predictions? I mean, again, this all happens so quickly that I'm sure we're going to get blasted in the comments because we're idiots and don't know what we're saying. Yeah, but well, here's our predictions as of right now.
Let me ask you this to you two. Do you think the Oilers can actually run the table and win it all? Yes. If you say yes, why? And if you say no, why?
No, I don't. I think that they have a easy. They have a great path to the Western Conference Finals. If they don't make the Western Conference Final, it'll be a disappointment. But until I see them defensively tighten up, I mean, good grief. They just give up the dumbest goals sometimes. All of a sudden, it's a 3-on-1 the other way, and you're going, what? And their defenseman's in the corner or something. Like, they need to tighten up defensively. Their goalie's been playing pretty good. Skinner has looked much better than in the past. But I think that whoever comes out of the Jets Avalanche series that's going to be, and then the way Vegas looked, if they keep going with that, I think it's going to be very, very tough. So I'm cheering for him. I'm with you, Gary. I would love to see McDavid win a cup. That is who I want to see win it at the end of all of this, would be the Oilers. I don't see it.
Yeah. Avalanche Jets is now tied 2-2. I'm with you. I would love to see them go the distance. The Oilers, I've wanted the Oilers to do that for the last few years. I feel like McDavid is one of those players, you just want him to win a cup so badly. But we know to make it to the Stanley Cup Finals and to win a Stanley Cup, it is such a long, difficult process, and you have to have the full team and really that like undeniable full team chemistry. And seeing some of these other teams play, I'm not sure the Oilers are going to be able to do that. I'd love to see it, but the way these other teams are playing right now, I'm not sure they're going to be able to last.
Well, I mean, look at the game last night, game one, they're absolutely killing the Kings. What was it? 4-0 in halfway through the game, just killing them. The game should have been over. And then all of a sudden they let the Kings right back in the game.
Dumb penalties,
bad breaks, just out of position, just dumb things. Now they still won because they have so much firepower offensively. But when you play a better team than the Kings, who also have firepower offensively and a better goaltender, you can't do that kind of stuff. So I hope that I'm wrong. I would love to see him win, but I just don't see it.
Yeah. I'm in alignment with you guys, basically. The reason is because the strength of the Oilers, I mean, obviously, is McDavid, Draisaitl, and just their speed and their aggressiveness offensively, and it's all offense. And when they're rolling, yeah, they can beat anybody, but I'm worried that all of the scoring is out of the first, obviously the first and second lines, and not so much in their depth. And I think they're going to need that depth if they're going to win it all. And I'm not sure they're going to get it. And I don't think you can sustain a Stanley Cup run just by a high octane offensive game by riding on the back of McDavid and Draisaitl. Mm-hmm. I think when you come up against these big grinding teams with strong four lines, that's going to be a difficulty for the Oilers.
That's what's always gotten them. Every year that's the truth, right? They've got McDavid and Draisaitl and Hyman and these guys that can score, but when it comes to the teams that can roll four lines and obviously a hot goaltender, that it's too much to overcome. That's
to be able to shut it down. I mean, in other words, you get the lead, and then you become really tight and difficult to play against and finish the games out. I worry about that because it seems like sometimes, the Oilers can get a lead or whatever, and then the other teams somehow, some way, when the game should be out of reach, boom, they score a few. So that's my worry. I'd love to see McDavid get it. They're fun to watch, but to win the Stanley Cup, that's with their style, I think, is going to be very tough. But let's see. This is exciting.
It's exciting times. Hope you're watching all the games. And we keep telling everyone in Utah, because we've had a lot of people in Utah like start showing an interest in hockey, which is absolutely fantastic. And we just keep telling everybody, if you've never watched hockey before, you don't know anything about hockey, turn on the Stanley Cup playoffs and watch a few games and you will instantly be hooked. And then you'll be ready for the fall when the team is here, because Stanley Cup playoffs is the absolute best time of the year. The games are fantastic, so exciting, especially I feel like this first round. There's something about the first round.
It's the best.
So get on, watch these games. It's on every single night. You can find a game. There's like four games a night. Just get on and watch and then continue to follow along. Again, make sure you're subscribed to the Puckcast. And if you're going to the fan event tomorrow and you see anybody, come say hi. Let us know you're excited. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you are, you're right, Bryn. Like, a lot of people are probably not as familiar with hockey. So do please follow along. If you have questions, if you need clarity on anything, let us know. We're happy to, let you know and educate a little bit, because we've been following a sport that isn't traditionally followed for a long time. So, and then, yeah, turn on the Avs Jets series and just enjoy, because it doesn't really get much better than that, and you'll be hooked.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Goodbye.